Warning.
Brace for impact. It began with the book, Brace for Impact, Surviving the Crash of the Industrial Age. Then came the website, The Daily Impact, chronicling the crash of the industrial age. And now, the podcast, describing the downward spiral. We knew, didn't we, that Bernie Sanders was never going to save the world or our country? But wasn't it grand watching him try and succeed in doing things that everybody knew were impossible to do? Everybody knew it was impossible to finance a major political campaign without drinking the poisoned Kool-Aid of rich people's money. Bernie did it. Everybody knew you couldn't be a contender if you didn't like war. All wars, any war, war all the time. Yet Bernie was a contender. Everybody knew that you could not be competitive in national politics if you ever mentioned the words climate change without a sneer and a snowball. Bernie was competitive after he identified climate change as the number one threat to the future of the United States. Seems like everybody doesn't know very much. Still, as they say, even stopped clocks are correct twice a day. Everybody knew that Bernie couldn't win because he's a Jew, a socialist, too old, and for all the reasons just mentioned. Everybody was wrong about all the reasons. But right in the conclusion, apparently, as the state of New York confirmed yesterday, Bernie is not going to make it, and that's too bad. But let us temper our grief and rage, especially you young people exulting in your rallies, your passion, your storming of the bastions of the status quo. Let us temper by remembering. Bernie was never going to save the world. Had he been nominated, elected, and had he then declared the revolution underway, it would not, could not, have made much difference, given the number and gravity of the existential crises bearing down on us. It didn't matter what color uniform the skipper of the Titanic was wearing, or what was his race, or gender, or ethnicity, or sexual preferences. It made no difference to the ship or to the dead. No one says outright that the President of the United States is a king, but candidates and pundits talk almost without exception as if he were. Is he going to dissolve NATO, deport millions, make Medicare available to all, go to war, end a war, rebuild the highways, or not? Not until way too late does it seem to dawn on anyone that the president of a democratic republic cannot spend a dime that Congress does not appropriate, nor do anything the Supreme Court sees as inconsistent with the Constitution. One small example. President Obama has been trying for 6 years just to close our prison at Guantanamo Bay, and he has not been able to do it. You'd think the leader of the free world would have more clout than that. Did you really think that Bernie would wave a wand and college would be free? Bernie knows better. He knows full well the lesson of the unstoppable Obama administration meeting the immovable Congress. That's why Bernie has said from day one that turning our country around would not be accomplished by electing a different president. It would take a political revolution fueled by people who would work tirelessly not only to elect the right people, but then to implement the right policies. Well, we didn't get it. It was beguiling for a while to hope for him, but please see my essay about hope on its own page on this website. Even if all we hoped for was an honest, grown-up conversation about the pickle we are in and some decent palliative care while rack and ruin run rampant. Go home, Bernie. Rest and savor the knowledge that you raised a magnificent light against the spreading darkness, that your decency illuminated better than anything or anyone else the mortal corruptions of our time. and vaporized as never before the pathetic arguments of the amoral temporizers. We don't like the system either, but it's the only way to get things done. But you could not have saved us. If 30 years ago we had felt the burn of the Sanders Revolution instead of the Reagan Revolution, we might be in a far, far better place by now. But we did not, and we are not. Instead, the morning after the New York primaries, we are feeling the burnout. To keep up with the ways our industrial world is falling apart, subscribe to The Daily Impact. To better understand them, the second edition paperback edition of Brace for Impact is now available at Amazon.com. For now, this is Tom Lewis saying, Brace for Impact.